Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. CopLock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Darrell W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. During the investigation of a burglary of $75,000 worth of jewelry at Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry, the Pembroke Pines Police Department learned that, while supposedly investigating, Officer Kevin Bergs was caught on security camera taking a Movado watch valued at $795 from the store. The theft was captured by two of the store's surveillance video cameras. The report says a store employee who was reviewing footage from the burglary spotted the officer stealing the watch. Detectives discovered the stolen watch inside the officer's police car. Bergs was arrested and charged with grand theft earlier this month. Bond was set at $1,000, and after posting bail, he was released. Bergs, a 9-year veteran from the Pembroke Pines Police Department, has been placed on paid suspension pending the outcome of an internal investigation. Police were called to the store last Wednesday morning after a couple of cat burglars broke into the store overnight and got away with $75,000 worth of jewelry. The two burglars got into the store by cutting a hole in the roof. Once inside, they smashed the glass cases and grabbed the high-priced goods. A roofer who patched the hole said this was not a haphazard job, noting that they brought a battery-powered saw and knew how to cut the corrugated metal perfectly square. In addition to the theft of $75,000 worth of merchandise, the burglars left behind $10,000 in damages to the glass cases and roof. Kevin Bergs, who was called for help, apparently found it appropriate to steal even more from the victim of the burglary. In other news, a former Arcata police officer is alleging that the department agreed to take officers out for dinner and drinks if they met a quota for seized marijuana plants and cash from drug bust. In a declaration, Kevin Stonebarger, who resigned from the department last year due to a career-ending knee injury, claims Sergeant Todd Doakweiler agreed to buy the entire special services unit dinner and drinks if they seized 10,000 marijuana plants and at least $150,000 in forfeitable assets from marijuana growers in 2011. Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman and City Manager Randy Mendoza say they are unable to comment on pending litigation. Attorney Nancy Delaney, who is representing the city, said the city is satisfied that the officers acted appropriately. There are things in the declaration that Mr. Stonebarger signed under penalty of perjury that are false. Period. Our policy is to try cases in the courtroom rather than in the media. Stonebarger's declaration is part of a lawsuit filed by attorneys Peter Martin and Jeffrey Schwartz on behalf of Barbara Sage and her late husband Charles Sage against the city of Arcata and Sergeant Brian Hoffman. The suit alleges police officers conducted an unlawful search of the Zinder Avenue home in 2011. Stonebarger alerted the attorney to the alleged quota after he left the department. A motion for a summary judgment hearing requested by the city was supposed to be held on Tuesday, but that date was vacated. He said the case will likely proceed to trial at the end of this year. Peter Martin said, "One of our big issues in this case is that we want to establish that they need to respect the Compassionate Use Act. If they don't have any evidence that someone is violating the Compassionate Use Act, they can't do a search of somebody's home." That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll take a moment to consider just what it is that you are being forced to pay for with taxation and speak out against the violence and corruption. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. 'Cause all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.